Whatever the weather Saturday night, it'll be steaming hot inside the Mahalia Jackson Theatre. That's when the incredible 20-member Grammy Award-winning Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra teams up with the New York-based Ballet Hispanico. Having live music as a significant part of dance performance is something that's very important to artistic director, Cuban-born Eduardo Villaro. But how to make two very different sets of highly trained artists, one given to precisely honoring their learned choreography and the other to individual musical improvisation, well, how to make that work, that's always the challenge.
Rehearsal, rehearsal, rehearsal. Yes, it's been... Sometimes it doesn't work. You know, the beautiful thing about live music is that there is the structure that you can rehearse, and there's the choreography, and there's the composition, but then there's the improvisation, and the way both a dancer and a musician are being human that day and feeling that day and what might change. There lies the magic.
And that's what Saturday's performance will be all about. The magic between the music and the dancers. But it's also about how those on stage are affected by the audiences of the city they're in.
They get a different vibe in each community. That is the third person or the third element of a performance that's very important. I was just having this conversation with another friend. They feed off of each other. The audience feeds off of. I mean, it is a conversation with all the components.
Anyone who has ever been to a New Orleans Ballet Association presentation knows that our dance-crazy audience, once they hear the mambo, samba, danzón, salsa, rumba, will not only roar with approval, they'll be tapping their feet in time with the music. Something Eduardo said he's anticipating, because word's out about New Orleans audiences.
I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope so that it lives up to that, because we just did a performance at the Apollo Theater. And let me tell you, it's been a while that I've seen a dance audience. It was as if we were in a football field. Everything, they were so appreciative of the live music, so appreciative of the artist. So I'm looking forward to it, because I know New Orleans got it good.
Saturday's program will feature three works infused with the rhythms of Cuban, jazz, and big band music, including a work created by Eduardo Villaro, honoring the life of the legendary queen of salsa, Celia Cruz.
We start with a work from 1970 with the music of Tito Puente, you know, the legendary timbale player, who I had the opportunity and luck to have worked with. Now talk about being on stage with that man and trying to follow him. Woo! Anyway, and then we go on into my work, which is danzón. And danzón is a deconstruction of the typical danzón that was very popular in Cuba and in Mexico, actually. I had the privilege of working with Paquito de Rivera as a composer, and that was, again, I'm living a blessed life, that's for sure. And then we end up with the glory of, you know, 1950s Cuba with, you know, music from the Buena Vista Social Club rearranged and played live by Arturo, and he adds its own spin on it. So you will see rumba, mambo, cha-cha-cha with that elegance that may represent not such great things to people, but for me, it represents the glory of community.
For more information about Ballet Hispanico, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.